AP News for Friday, April 1st. I'm Tim McGuire. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky warns people returning to their battered towns near Kyiv that the withdrawing Russian troops have left booby traps, even on the bodies of the dead. In an interview with Fox News, Zelensky, through an interpreter, says more weapons from the U.S. and the West will force Russian President Vladimir Putin to negotiate in good faith.
Powerful weapons are needed to Ukrainians. Heavy weapons will give us an opportunity to talk with them at the negotiation table.
Hundreds of thousands of people have gotten jobs in each of the last 11 months. Last month, 431,000 added.
And that's striking. But what's even more striking is this. In March, the unemployment rate fell to 3.6%, down from 6.4% when I took office about 15 months ago. The fastest decline in unemployment to start a president's term ever recorded.
The March report sketched a bright picture of a job market with steady hiring and rising wages. Unemployment now down to 3.6%. That's just a tenth of a percent higher than what it was a month before the pandemic crashed the economy. The House Select Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 assault on the U.S. Capitol increasingly going public with critical statements, court filings, and more to pressure Attorney General Merrick Garland and the Department of Justice to investigate former President Donald Trump.
We follow the facts and the law wherever they lead. And that's all I can say about the investigation. It's our longstanding norm to not comment on ongoing investigations.
Former Alaska Governor, one-time vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin, running for her state's lone congressional seat, held for 49 years by the late Congressman Don Young, who died last month. Some 40 people are in that special election. A primary is set for June. This is AP News. COVID-19 hospitalizations plunge.
Coronavirus hospitalizations have fallen more than 90% in the past 2 months. The weekly average nationwide dropped below 11,900. That's the lowest since the summer of 2020. The trend has also improved in hospital ICUs, where COVID patients have dipped to fewer than 2,000, according to the Department of Health and Human Services. In California, UC Davis Health says this week its intensive care unit had no COVID-19 patients for the first time in more than 2 years. At Kettering Health in Western Ohio, Dr. Jeffrey Weinstein says their 8 hospitals have gone from 30% COVID admissions in January to just 2 or 3 per day. Some hospitals are even opening to visitors. It's a much-needed break that's bringing smiles to exhausted healthcare workers and clears the way for faster care for non-COVID patients. I'm Jennifer King.
The South Carolina Gamecocks will face either the University of Connecticut or Stanford in the women's NCAA basketball championship game Sunday after beating Louisville 72-59. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.